waiting all week.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to King's Kids Radio. I'm Sister Lydia.
And I'm Sister Deja, and we know that you will enjoy the lesson that we have for you today. But as we always do before our lesson, let's begin our time together by singing praises unto the Lord.
Our first worship song for today is called Power in the Blood. Amanda and Victoria, we want to hear you singing all the way from San Juan. Here we go.
There's power, there's power. Yeah.
I am so glad to know that there is power in the blood of Jesus to wash away all of our sins.
Amen, Sister Lydia. Our next worship song is called What a Mighty God We Serve. Edwin and Daniela show us how to sing Texas style. Let's sing.
Bow before him.
Sister Lydia, the song is over now.
Oh, it is? Oh, man. I just love singing about how powerful our God is. He can do anything. Well, I don't want to stop singing just yet, so why don't we sing another of our favorites? It's called I Am a Christian. This one requires a lot of energy, so Sister Dorisa, you might want to make sure Mariana and Jose are standing up. Ready? Here we go.
I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, and I will L-I-B-E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L-Y. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N.
It's so wonderful to be a real Christian. When you live like Christ, you have peace and joy in your heart because you are living clean and holy, and that pleases God.
Amen. And you know what, Sister Lydia? Part of being a Christian is getting to know your Bible and hiding the word in our hearts. So I think now is a good time for... What's that?
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Super Bible Buddy.
Super Bible Buddy.
Have no fear. Super Bible Buddy is here, helping you to hide God's word in your heart and helping you learn to hold it dear.
Wow! Hello, Super Bible Buddy. Mm. I can't believe you are really here. We were just about to recite our memory verse.
That's why I'm here. Wherever there are children that want to learn the Word of God, Super Bible Buddy will appear.
Well, Super Bible Buddy, why don't you tell us what our memory verse is for today?
Today's memory verse is found in the book of Proverbs 16 and 7. It says, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." Kids, do you know what that means? It means that if you do the things that are right, you will make God happy. And when you make God happy, he will give you peace and joy in your life. It is so wonderful when you dedicate your life to the Lord. He will repay you with goodness and showers of blessing for being obedient to his word.
Well, after hearing that, I want to make sure that I am pleasing God. Thank you, Super Bible Buddy.
Well, kids, I've enjoyed being with you and helping you learn the Word of God, but I'm needed elsewhere right now. Until next time, remember that the greatest superpower that we have is the power we have over sin. And the only way that we can get that power is to repent of our sins, get baptized in Jesus' name, and receive the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Until next week, kids. Woo, woo, woo.
Wow, Super Bible Buddy is so cool. He makes me want to learn more about the Word of God.
Me too, Sister Deja. You know, our Bible verse today reminds me of a story I read in the Bible. It's about a man named Enoch. The Bible said that he was a man that pleased God, and because he pleased God, something very special happened to him.
Really? Well, don't just leave us hanging. Tell us what happened to Enoch that was so special.
I've got a better idea. One second.
What do you have there?
It's an old-time radio, and it's going to tell us what happened to Mr. Enoch. If I can just find the right station...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Bible Times News at 9, where we cover everything from Genesis to Revelation. I'm your host, G.T. Ryder. That's Gospel Train Ryder for you new listeners. Let's take a look at what's going on in the Bible world today. Last night, in the city of Canaan, 12 men were spotted sneaking around the town. When a few of the citizens went to question them, it is reported that they took off running, with some carrying grapes, others gallons of milk, and still others had jars of honey. The citizens then called for the perimeter security guards, also known as the giants, to come and dispatch the spies into oblivion. According to sources familiar with the story, all 12 men escaped. Although reportedly, one of the men was heard to be yelling, "They're humongous!" as he fled the scene. In other news, some beachgoers received the scare of their life last week as they were swimming in the Red Sea. Reports say that people were swimming in the sea in the middle of the night, enjoying a full moon, when all of a sudden they found themselves hundreds of feet in the air on top of a wall of water that was not moving. Eyewitnesses state that they saw the children of Israel walk through the Red Sea on dry ground. They also saw the Egyptian army try to follow them, and that's when the walls of the water collapsed on top of them and the sea returned to normal. It is reported that several Egyptian soldiers were sucking their thumbs and crying for their mummies just before they were swallowed up by the sea. We will return after these commercials.
Are you tired of being someone else's servant? Do you hate calling someone else master? Would you like to be the one in charge? Well, look no further, my friend. The Pharaoh of Egypt is hosting a two-day seminar on how to be a king. That's right. From the lowliest of peasants to the second in command, you can learn how to become the next ruler for only 45 shekels. But wait, there's more. If you send a messenger to reserve your seat within the next 30 minutes, you will receive a free two-minute chariot ride with Pharaoh himself. Hurry, this deal won't last long.
Pharaoh makes no guarantees that you will become the next ruler. If you try to take his throne, he will hunt you down like a dog. If you do by chance become the next Pharaoh and you choose to defy the one true God, side effects may include bloody water, frogs, lice, flies, dead livestock, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and the loss of your firstborn son. See palace for details.
Are you searching for Old Testament cuisine? Look no further. Here at Eat and Eats, we feature only the best of culinary perfection. From our slow roasted lamb covered in fig sauce, to our pig's feet slow cooked in leeks, garlic, and onion, when our food hits your taste buds, you will think you have eaten from the tree of life. Try one of our fresh flavored lemonades made with water from the Euphrates. We assure you it will be heavenly. Try Eat and Eats today.
Due to the current frog pandemic in Egypt, there's a shortage of beef. However, we have frog legs in abundance. Also, due to the frog pandemic, food is carry out only at this time. Although you will feel like you have eaten from the tree of life, we do not advise you to attempt to do so. Eat and Eats will not be held responsible for any attempts to eat from the real tree of life. Enter at your own risk.
And we're back. Camel hijacking has been on the rise in southern Damascus, a direct result of the influx of... We interrupt this story to bring you a special bulletin. A man by the name of Enoch, who is near and dear to the hearts of many in his community, has just been reported as missing. Our field reporter, Mrs. Maud St., is on location at the site where Enoch was last seen. Maud, take it away.
Thanks, Ryder. We're here on location at the Camel's Hump Cafe, which is the last place that Enoch was seen. We are told that Enoch frequented this establishment, and his favorite brew was the Tower of Babel-sized Muddy Jordan Mocha. Detectives are searching for clues that might lead to Enoch's current whereabouts. Sources tell us that Enoch is a God-fearing man who is kind to everyone. Foul play is not suspected at this time. We are joined by the owner of the Camel's Hump Cafe, Mr. Taze T. Brew. Mr. Brew, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, ma'am.
So, what can you tell us about Mr. Enoch?
Well, ma'am, I can tell you one thing for sure. Tain't many fellas around like good old Enoch. He's a feller that loves God with all his heart. He stops by here in the mornings to pick up his Tower of Babel-sized Muddy Jordan Mocha on his way to talk to the Almighty. Yes, sirree, if there's one thing old Enoch's going to do, he's going to talk to the Lord.
Mr. Brew, do you have any idea where Mr. Enoch might be?
Well, Miss Maud St., I don't have the faintest idea where he's at right now. This is a big land, you know. But I'll tell you what, you can rest assured that wherever Mr. Enoch is found, you're going to find the Almighty walking right there with him.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Brew. Ryder, back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Maud. We will return with more Bible Times news after our commercial break.
Are you tired of your chariot breaking down on the side of the road? Does your camel spit too much while traveling? Then you owe yourself a journey to used camels and chariots. We've got like new BC 4000 model camels, complete with heated humps for those cold desert nights, and manicured hooves that are sure to bling in the sunlight. You can also offer our Jehu model chariots that are pulled by turbocharged horses and have 50-inch rims with spinners. Install optional subwoofers on the back, and you can shake the place like it was the day of Pentecost. At UCC, our sales team is sure to have your caravan riding in style. Financing is available through the Bank of the Nile. Come on down to Used Camels and Chariots and get your new ride today.
All camels and chariots come with a 10-day money-back guarantee. Should your camel die or become dehydrated after the 10-day warranty, you must purchase another at full price. Any camels or chariots that are consumed by fire within the 10-day warranty period because you foolishly decided to ride into battle against the children of Israel will not be covered. Warranty is void where the wrath of God abides.
Welcome back to Bible Times News at 9. In Babylon last week, King Belshazzar hosted a lavish banquet for his friends where all kinds of good food and drinks were to be had. Reportedly, the king got too carried away in his banqueting and foolishly decided to play with the vessels of God. Incidentally, a hand appeared in the middle of the room and began to write the judgment of God upon the wall. Eyewitnesses say that the king, who was once so arrogant and proud, was reduced to a sniveling ball of tears and terror. Sources also say that the king soiled his garments in front of everyone, and the only sound he can currently make is... This just in, we have a new development in the case of Enoch, who has been missing now for several hours. Let's go to Maud St., who is on location now. Maud?
Thanks, Ryder. We are here at Eden Eats, where it has just been discovered that Enoch told the owner of the restaurant something unusual yesterday. Joining us now is Mr. Finer Dining to give us the inside scoop. Welcome, Mr. Dining.
It's good to be here.
So, Mr. Dining, can you tell us anything about Mr. Enoch's character?
Oh, yes, sir. Mr. Enoch is a top-notch man. He's always very kind to me and my family. And many times Mr. Enoch will pay for other people's food. He's a generous man if I ever saw one. And I will tell you a secret. Mr. Enoch sees visions of the future.
Is that so? And how do you know this?
Well, one time he had one of these visions of the future. He came to my restaurant and showed me how to make some food from the future. He made me a promise that I would never make it again. But we made one together for us to taste. And I tell you, it was heavenly.
That sounds interesting. Can you tell us what it was called?
It was called pizza. It had the gooey cheesiness dripping from the slices. And a pepperonis and a sausage and
Mr.
a
Dining?
Also...
Mr. Dining, what? I haven't eaten lunch yet, and it is improper for me to be drooling while conducting interviews. So can you please tell us what Mr. Enoch told you yesterday that was so startling?
Oh, yes, sir. My apologies, mamma mia. While Enoch and I were talking yesterday, he told me he often go on longer walks to talk with God. He said that lately, their walks have gotten so longer that sometimes his wife wonder if he even coming home for the night. And then suddenly, he got a far away look in his eye, and he say, "One day, Finer Dining, I just might not come back."
That is startling indeed. And it may be a clue to Mr. Enoch's whereabouts. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Dining. Back to you, Ryder.
Thank you, Maud. Ladies and gentlemen, we will return after a short commercial break.
The Jordan Stream Wellness Center offers relief for many ailments. From lower back pain to water on the brain, we know just what you need. Our state-of-the-art Jetstream pools are built right on the banks of the Jordan River. Just a few dips in one of our pools and you will be good as new. Is aging skin giving you fits? Not to worry. Our River Mud Facial Cream can be packaged and shipped all across the Bible Lands with the Jehu Delivery Service. There's no sickness too great that the Jordan can't heal. Just listen to these testimonies.
I'll tell you, this really works. I had the leprosy in my body, and it was terrible. I thought there was no hope for me. But a little maidservant of mine told me about the Jordan Stream Wellness Center, and I figured I would give it a try. When I saw that jet stream pool just a-bubbling with all that muddy water, I said, I ain't getting up in there. But after some convincing by the little maid, I decided that I would give it a try. And boy, am I so glad I did. I went into that pool looking like a fried chicken. But when I came out, I was brand spanking new. Mm-hmm, that's right.
Hello. My name is Hanna Hoffenheimer. For years, I struggled with a little-known disease called halitosis. Halitosis is a disease of persistent bad breath. No matter how much I brushed my teeth, whenever I said hello to people, they hurried away. I didn't think the Jordan Stream Wellness Center could heal my halitosis. But I am happy to report that one dip in the Jet Stream pool and I am happily healed. Thanks, Jordan Stream Wellness Center.
The Jordan Stream Wellness Center, the place to be for all your healing needs.
Welcome back to Bible Times News at 9. A startling discovery at the doorstep of a home in Jerusalem led one man to fear for his life and make sure his soul was right with God. The man was apparently knocking doors while on outreach when he, in his own words, ran into the creature described in the book of Revelation. He claims that he knocked on the door just like he had all the others that day, but when the door opened, he saw a creature that had hair like a woman, a face like a man, and teeth like a lion. The woman who answered the door is now suing for defamation. In other news, we have just received word that the final piece of the puzzle in the location of Mr. Enoch may have just been found. Mod ST is on location once again. Take it away, Mod.
Thanks, Ryder. I am here at the home of Mr. and Mrs. Enoch, where we may have just found the final clue to the whereabouts of Mr. Enoch himself. We are joined at this moment by Mrs. Enoch.
Hello, y'all.
Mrs. Enoch, we have heard from the community about Mr. Enoch and his character, but we understand that no one else on earth would know him like you do. Please, tell us truly, what kind of man is your husband?
Enoch is the kind of man that every woman desires to have for her husband. He's faithful to God above all else, and that means he loves his wife and children just as he should. Enoch loves everybody and would go out of his way to lend a hand to anyone in need. My husband loves to talk to God. He goes on very, very long walks just so he can be alone with God.
Miss Enoch, we have heard of these long walks from the owner of Eden Eats, and he informed us that your husband recently told him that one day he might just keep walking and never return. What would you like to say about that?
Well, Miss T, I believe that is exactly what happened to my husband. I have peace in my heart about my husband that could only come from God. I believe that on my husband's long walk with God today, he and God agreed that it was closer for Enoch to walk home with God than it was for Enoch to walk back to his home. So God just took him. Although I am going to miss him, I hope to join him up there someday soon.
Wow, what a stunning revelation. I believe we have discovered just exactly where Mr. Enoch is. Back to you, Ryder.
Thank you, Maud. Well, there you have it, folks. It has been discovered that while Enoch was walking with God, God decided to take Enoch back to heaven with him forever. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Bible Times News at 9. Until next time, may the Lord be with you. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Sandals on the Go presents the all-new Air Enix, the perfect sandal for the active sojourner. Whether you're tending sheep on the backside of the desert or pushing a cart through the downtown market, the Air Enix are sure to make you smile. Featuring cowhide leather from Abraham's flock and lamb's wool cushioned insoles, Air Enix are the ultimate in comfort and style. With state-of-the-art rapture technology, you can jump so high, you might just jump right out of this world. With Air Enix, you can run through a troop and leap over a wall. These shoes are selling fast, so visit your local sandal maker today.
I've got to get me a pair of those Air Enix. I want to see if I can jump into heaven.
Now, Sister Deja, you know you can't just jump into heaven.
I know. But it's fun to imagine doing it. Kids, can you believe what happened to Enoch? He pleased God so much that God just decided to take him back to heaven with him. He didn't even have to die to go to heaven. God just picked him up out of this world and took him home.
You know, kids, Enoch is not the only one that will get to experience that blessing. But there is a day coming that Jesus Christ is coming back again. And when he does, everyone who is alive that has obeyed the gospel will be taken back to heaven with Jesus, just like Enoch was. We call this event the rapture of the church.
That's right. God himself is coming back someday to rapture us out of this world, and you don't want to miss that. You may be wondering, how can you make sure that you go back to heaven with Jesus? It's very simple. All you have to do is obey Acts 2:38, which tells us to repent of our sins. Get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins and receive the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Then we will be ready to go back to heaven with Jesus.
If you know that you have not obeyed Acts 2:38, but you want to go to heaven, then why don't you join me in prayer right now and ask God to give you the opportunity to obey his word so you won't be left behind when he returns. Jesus, I want my life to be pleasing to you. I want to be ready to return to heaven with you when you come again. Lord, please forgive me of all of my sins and help me not to do them anymore. Also, would you make a way for me to be baptized in your name and fill me with your spirit? More than anything else, I want to be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, kids, that concludes our lesson for today. But before we go, we want to announce the winner of this week's drawing. Congratulations to Sierra Powell.
Yay! Woohoo! Congratulations.
Kids, join us again next week to find out who our superhero of the Bible will be.
Until next time, keep your capes clean and white. See you later, superheroes.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley. We are so glad you joined us for this King's Kids radio episode. Remember to join us each Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for a brand new lesson. And don't forget, our past lessons are always available to listen to on our website. We'd also like to extend an invitation to you and to your family to join us for services on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. You can also listen to our services live at faithtabernaclejc.org. We want to thank you for listening to King's Kids Radio, and may God bless each and every one of you.